Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on. Come on, y'all. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, is God good to me. Unbelievable. Yeah, he is. And I can only attribute it to one thing. It's just been a turnaround in my life. It's been me finally making a decision to see what all God has for me, but at the same time trying to be more God want me to be instead of more what I want to be. That's the trade-off. You know, you got to do something now. You know, you want God's blessings. You got to be willing to do something on his behalf. I'm not saying I got it right now, because, man, I just don't. I'm just being real with you. I don't have it all together by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get better in several areas. I'm praying about it. I'm working on it. But you know, it's a process, and I've grown to accept the process. But I'm improving in a lot of areas from day to day. But I tell you what, man, my success, all that's going on with me, I can only attribute to this turnaround. And the turnaround was simple. I turned around and started looking at God. That was the simple move, man. I just turned around and started looking at him, and I was going, okay, I get it now. You created me. You're the creator. You have a purpose for me. I understand that now. Now, let me just walk in that purpose, and let me get to doing that purpose. Now, my purpose and your purpose and their purpose and anybody's purpose could be different. And the way you go about the purpose can be different. And that's the part that I've really grown up to. I've opened up my mind to understanding that everybody's different. Nobody's quite the same. And that is not my right or position to judge, but to be of a forgiving spirit and understand and forgive those as I ask God to forgive me. See, that's the key. That's the key, y'all. So when you out here and you stuck on this unforgiveness, understand in the Lord's Prayer, there's a segment that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's another version that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's two different versions. But either one, it means the exact same thing. It means simply this, that you are asking God to forgive yours like you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When I cross the line with you, God, handle me the way I handle people when they cross the line with me. You feel what I'm saying to you? See, you understand that? That's the breakdown of it. Best way I can give it to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me, God, for stepping over the line like I forgive those that step over the line on me. That's the hard part, man. That's the part, man, I've really been working on. I've been really trying to get that together. And so I've learned forgiveness a lot better over the past 5 years than I have before. And it's paid off. I can't tell you how it's paid off, because now God's mercy and grace is all over me, because I've learned to become more graceful. Now, I ain't graceful like him. I ain't merciful like him, but I've learned to become more graceful, more merciful. Because, man, I can't live my life like that. I just got sick of me, man. You mad at me, now I'm mad at you. You hating on me, now I'm gonna hate on you. I ain't got time for that, man. I've got you. Look here, you got somewhere to go. Hate take up time. It's time consuming, hating. Trying to seek revenge, it's time consuming. It take up way too much of your time to seek revenge when vengeance ain't really yours. That's another one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't yours. So now when you go to seek it, to take it out, guess what you're doing? You're doing something now, man. Now you off into an area that you got no business being in. And instead of steady climbing your ladder like you're supposed to, you didn't take out time for vengeance. To hate, I'm a hater. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to blog about so-and-so. When you're blogging about somebody, and most of these people you don't even know, when you're blogging about somebody, what you doing? What you hating? It takes time to hate, man. I just decided, man, I got to take all my time. And instead of doing time and being active, I got to be proactive. See, some people get that confused, being active and being proactive. Pro is positive. Pro means to move forward. You know, if you put pro in front of most words, it's a positive influence. You know, there's the pros and the cons. The pros is the good side. The cons is what can go wrong, the bad side. You know, if you're active, that's one thing. But if you're proactive, you're going forward in a positive direction. When you become a pro, that means you're the best of the best at whatever it is you've chosen to be. I'm a pro. So somehow, and I'm no English teacher or grammatical guy, the word pro, a lot of times, when you put it in front of something, means positiveness. So now, a lot of people think that if you just active, something ought to happen. Well, I'm doing something. And that's what happens, man. We just find ourselves doing a lot of busy work that really ain't about nothing and ain't going nowhere. It ain't got no direction or no purpose, because we haven't tried to find out the direction or purpose. So you wake up and your wheels are spinning. You a hamster on a treadmill. You're running real fast, but you're just going in the same spot. You understand? That's because you're just out here being active instead of proactive. Why don't you get God in your life? Why don't you turn and face your Creator and find out how to become more proactive, so you can do things to move yourself forward, how you can get your life off the ground and get off the treadmill and really get it rolling in the direction that it need to be going, man. I'm telling you, God can make that change for you if he see you making the change for him. See, the whole key, man, the whole key is you got to be willing to do something. You got to give God something to bless. Bless me, God, and then you go sit on your couch and you ain't trying. Okay, bless me, God, with what? What he working with? He can't have the people hire you if you ain't put the app in. Come on, man. Well, how you think this works? You know, he can't heal your body if you ain't going to take the medicine and you ain't going to do none of the things to counteract. You know, you can't get lung cancer and then keep smoking and then expect the blessing to come. Come on, man. The blessing comes when you make a proactive step, when you try to do something on the positive side. Look, man, I'm going to quit messing around with all these people. I'm going to start going home. I'm going to leave these women alone out here. You got to say, all right, man, I ain't going over there tonight. I just ain't going to get. Then God can work with you. God, help me stop seeing all these women. But you steady going over there, calling them, setting up stuff. Well, can't nobody help you? Because once you get over there, you already know. See, you got to get proactive. You got to do something yourself. You make one step, he'll make two. That's the key, man. So come on, y'all. You know, man, we can straighten this thing all the way out for ourselves. You don't have to be wondering what's going on all the time. You don't have to be confused anymore. You don't have to have your life in a rut. You don't have to hate waking up in the morning. You don't have to feel like your life is going nowhere. There is an answer for all of this. Turn around and look at God. What you got to lose? Why would you not try it? Just turn around and face him. Turn around and try to make yourself a more righteous brother. Just look, man, I'm going to do better. You feel me? All right, let's go today, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, full of surprises, levity, and consequences. In no particular order, I would often be there to remind you, but this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The next voices you will hear are the members of the morning show. Not full compliment, but most of us are here, starting with Shirley Strawberry.
Welcome back, Steve, after the Kevin Hart takeover yesterday.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Now you have to do, I'll just say. Carla Pharrell.
What's up, Steve? How are you today,
son? Ain't nothing about it. Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Tommy Tom.
Come on now. Come on now. Wednesday. Guess what day it is?
Well, it's 2 days after y'all went 0-3.
Oh, boy. That's where you went with that? That's how you going to start my Wednesday?
It's 3 days. 3 days after y'all went. But y'all just hang in there, man. It's gone. Oh, I got something I wanted to remind y'all of. That I forgot, but what? I saved it for today.
What?
What?
I have bad news for y'all.
What you mean we got bad news?
Listen to me.
We already 0-3.
No, the Texans is 0-9. Y'all lost the last 6 games.
Oh, you gonna go back to last year?
Really, man?
Oh,
really?
Man.
You don't think
this
they know that?
This how much Googling you've been doing on this?
No, I ain't even Google this.
Oh, man.
I'm repeating what I heard on Scott Van Pelt show on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
You are all, yeah.
Man, y'all 9-0, man. Y'all tracking.
Y'all
keep on, man. Y'all going to see exactly how Cleveland felt.
Yeah.
If y'all don't pick it up, man.
That's fair because, you know, we did it to you. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Did y'all ever? Oh, y'all wouldn't let me live it down. You and Tom was on me.
Right.
Cause you went 2 years. How many years they went?
There's 2 seasons.
2+ seasons.
Well, we already lost 6 last year plus D3. Y'all working on 2 seasons with no end. y'all right up in there. Though. I don't know if you know it, but y'all tracking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, man, I just wanted to throw that in there. Other than that, man, we're gonna have a great day today.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know, you killed out.
Oh, no, I ain't trying to kill him. I just want to remind y'all. That's all. It's all good, man. What we going to do today, fellas?
We're going to get straight stupid.
Feel good today. It's Wednesday.
Okay. So what's happening at the next break?
Well, we're going to talk about Will Smith and, of course, Steve. Bill Cosby got sentenced yesterday, 3 to 10 years in state prison. We'll talk about that as well. Yeah, that's a tough one. Anyway, all right, so we'll talk about that when we come back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's a lot of stuff going on in the news. I mean, we were talking off the air how heavy the news is. We watch it all the time because we have to, but
it's draining.
Yeah, it can be. You know, yesterday, one of our icons has fallen. I mean, seriously, Bill Cosby was sentenced yesterday to 3 to 10 years behind bars for sexually assaulting Andrea Constant back in 2004. The judge who issued that sentence, Judge Stephen T. O'Neill, did not grant bail pending appeal, meaning Bill Cosby will be taken into custody immediately. Judge O'Neill said, this is what the judge said, Steve, this was a serious crime, Mr. Cosby. This has all circled back to you. The day has come. The time has come. It's a tough one. It was really, really tough to see.
That one hurt.
Bill Cosby in handcuffs. You know, we know what he's charged with, mm-hmm. and all of that. But it was, we're torn. You know, at
you
least I am. Yeah,
that.
You don't want to see that. You just don't want to see that. It was sad to see.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to be very, very guarded.
Yeah.
With what I say,
right?
Because of the climate we're in today. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as freedom of speech anymore. That went out the window. It's only freedom of speech if you're the president of the United States.
No freedom of the press?
No, he's the only one who can say any idiotic thing that he wants to, and it's A-OK.
No penalty.
He does.
No penalty, no nothing.
None.
He can do what he want to do and still remain president. You can bring women over to your house when your wife ain't there. You can point to rooms. That's Melania's room. You can do whatever you want to do,
Double standard.
And you can just get away. You can tell. You can touch a woman, pee. You can do that.
Yeah.
You can make fun of people's disabilities during a speech. Mm-hmm. You can make racial slurs. You can call Native American women Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. You can like people on both sides, whether they're skinheads and Klan members,
white
you can say that they're great mm-hmm. people on both sides and still be the president. That's an alarming thing. But for the rest of us, there is no freedom of speech. There's no you can say what you want to say without penalty, because everybody gets penalized except the president. The president has already came out and talked about one of the accusers of Kavanaugh saying, well, she was drunk. She said that, didn't she? I mean, this dude just fires off.
Yeah, she admitted she was drunk.
With nothing can happen to him. I'm not in that position. Something can happen to me. So I have to be very guarded with everything I say. The tragedy in this is that there were so many women affected by this.
Yeah, and the
That's
victims deserve
a tragedy.
Justice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just too many. The number was too high. Mm-hmm. You can't even, I mean, one is too many.
Yeah.
One is too many, especially when you're the victim.
Right.
One is too many. And as much as he is an icon to us and how they went about it, it's tragic on so many levels that so many women have had to endure and suffer. And so that's the sad part of it. The sad part of it is we knew nothing of this. We didn't know this side of Bill Cosby. Nobody knew. There was no signs anywhere. I didn't know, hey, man, I ain't heard no rumors. Mm-mm. Nothing. I never heard a single thing about Bill Cosby in my entire career. Until that comedian came out and said that.
Oh, Hannibal.
I didn't know what he's talking about. That was the first I had ever heard anything disparaging about Cosby.
Yeah. Everybody.
It turns
he was
out.
America's dad. Yeah.
Turns out it was way more to this than just a little bit. Mm. You know, it's sad to see that happen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's sad that somebody went down that path.
Yeah.
You know, and so ugly day for everybody.
Yeah.
For the victims, it's ugly.
Yeah, and they do.
How long they've
justice.
Had to live with this ugliness. Mm-hmm. It's ugly for Bill Cosby.
The families
to have to
involved.
Be in this position. Mm-hmm. That's got to be, man, rough. To deal with. I don't even that's
his man. Wife.
Your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Children. His wife and children. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And like you said, the victim family.
And the victims.
Yeah, the families involved.
Everyone.
It's so that's much, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just hope I've expressed myself adequately to everybody's satisfaction. Even though somebody can hear this and take it the other way. That's as careful as I can say it. That shows sensitivity to everybody on all levels. You can be hurt about this man going to prison because you knew him. And you can also be hurt about him going to prison because you knew nothing of this.
Yeah.
Now, as you learned it, you know, as you learned of it, it's shocking and alarming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you knew nothing of it, man, you knew nothing of it. It's really surprising.
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, this is a man we watched on TV, you know, with the number one show for so many years, you know, Cliff Huxtable, you know.
America's Dad.
Yeah. Mr. Cosby's team, Steve, they're filing an appeal right now. And the judge said no bail, take him to prison immediately while they, you know, work on their appeal. So that's
how long
what's going
appeal
on now.
Took, Steve?
Oh, you just gonna go to the criminal in the family.
Well, you the one been in,
he said, how long appeal takes, Steve?
You heard that.
You just gonna
to
go
source,
to the criminal
he?
In the family? You gonna go to the one you know in the family been in the most trouble? Well, you got some time, ain't you? I'm sorry. But you didn't want to bring that up? Well, internet.
My bad.
Yeah.
I know you know.
It could take any number of time. There's no set time.
Yeah.
They've got to work out an appeal.
Yeah.
I probably say they're going to file this appeal. They got nothing else to do.
Right. I mean, they'll do it, I'm sure, as quickly as possible, Steve, but however long that takes, you know.
I didn't get his lawyers, though. I really didn't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, coming up, yesterday was Will Smith's 50th birthday. We'll talk about that, too, later this morning. But coming up next, it is The Nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Will Smith, boy, does he know how to celebrate his 50th birthday. Big Willie style, yeah. Also in entertainment news, Taraji P. Henson has set a date. And Halle Berry is bringing back, she's going to bring back Boomerang, but she's going to bring it back to the small screen on BET. And Drake is also back on tour. Yeah, a lot of stuff
however
going on.
However she bring it back, just bring it back. Lord, bring it back.
Halle Berry.
Woo!
Right now, it is up. It is time for the nephew to be up with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Tailgaters.
You still on him.
Tailgaters, here it is.
Hello? May I speak to T-Rock?
Speaking. Who's this?
Is this T-Rock?
Yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, man, let me ask you something. All last year, y'all was tailgating here in the parking lot at the apartments. Are y'all doing that again this year?
Yeah, always. That's what we do.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I just moved here about a year ago. Let me tell you something. All that noise and shit y'all be making down there, man. Y'all need to get y'all some money and buy some tickets and go to the game, man.
Hold on, man. First of all, I don't know who the you are. My thing is, hey, we do what we do out here, man. We all get together. Brothers go to work, man. At the end of the week, we want to get together and throw a little barbecue, whatever. That's what we do. Don't be calling with that dude.
Y'all making too much noise in the complex.
Who are you?
I live here in the apartments too, man. Y'all making too much.
I tell you what, you want to talk all that noise about what we doing out here, man. I tell you, bring your bunkie down here and say it to my face. Who are you?
Hey, man, don't worry about who I am.
Man,
but still lives here.
Hold on a second, man. First, man, see, I'm trying to have a good day, and I'm going to hear some like this here. Come on, man. Who are you supposed to be, man? I'm T-Rock, dog. I come down here. We do what we do. We all get together. We try to have a good time with it. And you want to come with this? You want to try to mess my day up? Man, you must be gone with that, dude. Come on, man. Nah, man. You know, y'all.
All that noise, man, disturbing people while they're in their apartment.
Oh, man. But like I say, look here. I'm putting it down like this. At the end of the week, man, brothers get together, put our money together, man, and we get together and we try to have a good time. If you want to come down and join us, man, you're more than welcome. I'm trying to tell you, more than welcome, bro. Come down and grab a plate, man. But, man, please don't try to mess my day up, though, Doc. Please don't, man. Please.
Hey, man, I'm trying. Y'all messing my day up with all that damn noise, man.
Come on. Man, look, this is what we do. You want to join, you can join. If you ain't going to join, shut the hell up.
Hey, man, let me
do what you're going to do, but let us do what we do. This is what we do on the weekend. This is how we leave our stress. Brothers try to do something, get together, and have a good time. And you want to try to mess that up? Man, go with that, man.
All I'm saying is, man, if y'all tailgating, won't y'all carry y'all down to the stadium, man, and watch damn Cowboys play?
We can't go down there, man. We don't want to go down there. We want to get together where we are, right? This is what we do, man. This is what we do. Ain't nobody ever complained not one time. Not one time. You're the first person to ever complain. We've been doing this for 3 years. It's the first time we ever had a complaint. You don't drag your mother down here all the time.
Why y'all don't buy y'all some tickets to the damn game, man?
For what?
Watch y'all go to the game. Why the game got to be in my parking lot?
Well, I tell you like this, man. We can't afford a ticket, man. So we do. We just get together and we do what we can. We put our money together. We get together, and that's what we do. Again, like I said earlier, man, you more than welcome to come down. But you want to bring this old monkey down here? Go on, man. Go on with that, Doc. Go on with that, man. If you ain't no Cowboy fan, move around.
Hey, man, let me tell you this right here, man. If y'all fire up that pit on Sunday, I'm coming down there and turning that show.
So I'm turning what over? You gonna turn what over?
I'm turning y'all fire that pit up, and I promise you, I'm gonna turn that damn barbecue pit over.
And I promise you'll be standing at the top of the church. You will be staring at the top of the church. That soon as that meat hit the flow, you gonna hit the flow.
Hey man.
You gonna hit the flow.
Don't fire that pit up Sunday. You hear me? Do not fire that pit.
I tell you, it's gonna be, matter of fact, I'm looking for the pit now. I'm looking for it now. It's gonna be out there. It's gonna be out there.
Okay.
Bring your monkey out there and fire it out.
I sat there and told you that you're disturbing people and you're disturbing me more than anything. You know, and y'all,
man,
y'all,
yeah,
y'all,
I'm
y'all did it all last year. Y'all tailgated right here in the damn apartments, man. That's crazy.
You know what, dude? I would apologize to you, but let me say it like this here, man. You don't y'all. I say you come down and get a plate. You come down and join us. You know, we just getting together, just trying to make it a family down here. Just what you want to bring to me, man. You don't me out there. How's the I'm on that other level now.
Okay.
I'm on that other level.
Okay.
Believe that.
I was on the other level midway through the season last year with all that damn noise, man.
Man, oh, my God. Man, look, let me tell you something. My meat hit the floor, or somebody come by and disturb us when we do what we do, it's going to go down. I'm going to tell you like that. We ain't trying to have no problem. We don't get down like that. We just try to have a good time. That's all we do. We've been doing this for 3 years. We got the kids out here playing. We got the big screen out for everybody to watch the game. You know, I extended some love out to you to come out and have a play with them. But you going to talk about coming and knocking my meat over as hard as I work? I promise you, if that mountain meat touch the ground, you're going to touch the ground. Come on, man. Don't go there with that, man.
Hey,
don't do that.
Okay, look here, man. I'm telling you right now, dog. Soon as I smell that barbecue pit, soon as I smell them charcoal, I promise you, I'm turning that off. Y'all ain't doing that this year, man. Y'all ain't doing it this year.
Man, who are you, man? Who are you? Where you live, Doc? Where you live? Why don't you present yourself to me, man? Why don't you do that?
You know what, man? You can meet me out there at the leasing office.
Come on. I'm at the leasing. I will start walking right now to the leasing office right now so I see who the hell I'm talking to. This is
okay. Well, you need to see who's going to turn this pit over. Y'all ain't doing
okay,
this
yeah.
shit, man.
I want to see that. I want to see that happen. Because soon as you touch my pit, before that meat hit the floor, you're going to hit the floor quicker than the meat will. I'm trying to have a good time. You know, black people trying to get together, man. Everybody coming drinking beer. Nobody saying nothing. But all of a sudden, here your monkey will come out this. Okay, I tell you what. Bring your to the leasing office, and I promise you.
I'm finna head. You need to bring somebody with you. That's what you need to do.
Okay, I tell you what I'm going to bring with me. I got two people bring with me. It's going to be me, myself, and I.
And I bet you this here. You won't put no meat on that grill come Sunday.
Okay.
You won't put no
all
meat
right.
on that grill. To hell with you and them damn Cowboys, man.
You don't talk about the Cowboys me like that, Doc. Now you really f*** me off. We all Cowboy fans. You going to meet me at the leasing office. It's on. I'm going to beat your and then put a Tony Romo shirt on your I promise you. You're gonna be a fan of mine.
Okay, but do you know who you playing with?
No, I don't. And I promise you, when I find you, you don't know who you playing with.
Let me tell you who I am.
Yeah, tell me who you are. Who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Bobby.
Oh, I'm a kid. Oh man, yeah.
Hey, T-Rock, you and your boy Bobby, y'all still get together, man.
Nephew, man, I'm sorry, man.
You was fired up, dog. You all right?
I'm sorry. It's hot out here anyway, we don't care. We can take it.
I hear you, man. Hey, y'all tailgating Sunday, man.
That's what we do. Everybody pitch in, and we all get together, man. It's a family thing. Oh, my nephew, man. I'm sorry, man.
You good, man. You good. Let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Perfect, right?
Yeah, dog. But, man.
Huh? What you think, Junior?
Tommy, you don't think you'll be worried about nothing like nothing happened to you?
He was mad, huh. though. He was mad.
Man.
Yeah.
You don't worry about nothing.
He got, when you're getting pranked, y'all, you're supposed to be mad. That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, but there's mad and then there's mad.
Let me put this out there right now. Yeah, he might be proud of me. He might. He don't never be proud of me. Here we go. Two shows on Thursday, sold out. Two shows on Friday, sold out. This is Nashville, Tennessee. This is Zany's Comedy Club. Two on Saturday, sold out. Two on Sunday, sold out. But guess what? The nephew added a third one on Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. There it is. And it's halfway sold out.
Thank you, nephew. We'll talk about Will Smith, Taraji P. Henson, Halle Berry, and Drake when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Big Willie style, Will Smith did just about the craziest thing you could do for your 50th birthday, Steve.
Come on.
He bungee jumped out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Big Willie.
I want to be 51.
Yeah, so you're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's not impressive to me at all. That's straight ignorant.
Carlton was there. Alfonso Ribeiro was there. And, of course, his family was there. He was flipped around a bit like a rag doll on the way down. And eventually he snapped back. And after a couple of seconds, he disappeared out of the camera's view. But once back on the ground, Will called the experience pure bliss and encouraged others to commit to conquering their fears. So congratulations. Happy birthday, Will.
Huh? Ain't nothing to that, y'all. Listen to me.
I would have filled that canyon up.
No, y'all listen to me.
Okay.
What, Steve? Will Smith is a different type of dude. Don't go out there doing that. Don't take your stupid ass nowhere. Don't even jump off of nothing. Over the bushes and all that. Mm-mm. You ain't got time for that.
No, you don't need to do that.
Wow.
So he bungee jumped out of a helicopter.
Over the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
So the Grand Canyon. What was the bungee cords attached to?
To the helicopter.
To the helicopter.
Can't you come back up and get in them?
Can't you bounce back up too high?
Yeah, be up in them damn blades.
Yeah, it depends on the how much give you have in the rope and all of that. I'm sure he worked it out, though. He didn't just go out there willy-nilly.
No, some scientist worked that out. Somebody had to tell him. He didn't go back up too high.
It was pure bliss, though, he said.
Yeah.
It's the same bliss I get from blowing out candles. Exact same thing.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, Taraji P. Henson has set a date, kind of, sort of. We know that she is marrying Kelvin Hayden, but we had no idea when until now. She let it slip that she's considering saying I do next summer, either at the end of June or early July. And when she does walk down the aisle, she says that her close family and friends will witness her marrying her best friend. That's so sweet. I'm so glad she found love. Yeah. So glad she found love. All right, in other entertainment news, Tommy, this one's for you. It's about Halle Berry and Lena Waithe.
Yeah, this should have been first, before Will jumping out the damn helicopter. Come on.
They're going to bring Boomerang back to BET. She and Lena Waithe, the first black woman, I think, to win an Emmy for writing, right? For writing. And they're going to be executive producing, Tommy, a sequel to Boomerang for BET. It's a 10-episode, half-hour series. It's going to follow Jacqueline Boyer's son and Marcus and Angela Graham's daughter as they step out of their parents' shadow. And Waithe says it's going to be like less of a reboot, but more of a continuation of the original Boomerang love story there. So, look forward
to see Halle every week, though.
I know.
Every week.
Look forward to premiere next year. And finally, we said we're going to mention Drake. He returned to the stage. He was sidelined with a nasty case of the flu in Miami. Now he has resumed his Aubrey and Three Amigos tour. He had a high fever, cold sweats, and the shakes. The doctors and a nurse came to his Miami hotel. They administered meds, and he's all right now. So there you go.
Oh, he got that doctor like Uncle Steve got, huh?
Come to you. Yeah, he's back in tip-top shape now. Yeah.
They don't have to go to the clinic.
No, don't know
take
where
the
it's
bus
at.
Down there.
You could have that, too. You quit buying all them used cars.
All right, Steve. Time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks very much, everybody, and good morning. And here we go. This is Ann Tripp with the news. I know you know what I'm going to lead with, okay? The 81-year-old Bill Cosby has now become the first celebrity to be sentenced to prison in the Me Too era. Yesterday, a judge slapped the one-time cultural icon with 3 to 10 years in state prison for 2004 sexual assault. And the disgraced actor and comedian was led out of the court in handcuffs after the judge turned down a request to place him instead under house arrest. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says he did his job.
Since we first charged the defendant on December 30th of 2016, this defendant has been treated like every other defendant that our office prosecutes. What was important it was that getting justice for the victim in this case, Andrea Constand. And so I stand before all of you pleased that we have done that. Pleased that the defendant was convicted, pleased that he was finally sentenced in a court of law, and that we've closed the book on that chapter.
Cosby begins his sentence in a suburban Philadelphia jail. That's where he is now. And from there, he's going to be transferred to a state prison. Cosby's lawyers say they do tend to appeal. President Trump addressed the United Nations General Assembly yesterday. And while the speeches given by other world leaders seemed to focus on solving global problems together, the president sounded one of his most familiar themes.
We expect other countries to pay their fair share for the cost of their defense. The United States is committed to making the United Nations more effective and accountable.
By the way, since he spoke at the UN for the first time a year ago, President Trump has withdrawn from the Iran nuclear deal. He pulled out of the UN Human Rights Council and has even threatened to undercut the International Criminal Court. And yesterday, he told the world body that his administration rejects the notion of globalism. By the way, at one point, Trump attempted to brag a little bit, but it ended in laughter.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
They laughed. Some just looked at him with just empty faces. A former Trump campaign ad leaving his job as political analyst for CNN in the wake of claims that he once slipped an abortion pill on a woman he'd had an affair with. Dunkin' Donuts is about to change its name. Well, they're going to shorten it to just Dunkin'. You know, you've heard the recent commercials that say America runs on Dunkin'. Well, that's how they're going to go. The donuts will still be there, they say, but it's going to be Dunkin' officially after January. And finally, today is National Fairy Tales Day. Tell a fairy fairy tale. Ears up, everybody, in the Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew back in 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve, an icon has fallen. Comedy legend Bill Cosby went to prison yesterday. Mr. Cosby was sentenced yesterday to 3 to 10 years behind bars for sexually assaulting Angela Constant back in 2004. Judge Stephen T. O'Neill did not grant bail or anything. He sentenced Cosby to go straight to jail while his attorneys are working on his appeal. O'Neill said, this was a serious crime, Mr. Cosby. This has all circled back to you. The day has come. The time has come. No one is above the law, and no one should be treated differently or disproportionately. Earlier in the day, Judge O'Neill declared Cosby a sexually violent predator, which means that the 81-year-old Cosby will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Back in April, Mr. Cosby was found guilty of drugging and raping Constant. Earlier this year, a first trial ended in a hung jury, if you recall.
It's hard.
It's hard on so many levels, you know. We're glad that the victims got justice. Mm-hmm. But on the same token...
Well, listen, man. You can't drug women and do things to women against their will. You can't do that. It's just too many of them, man. It's just too many. And I hate it, man. I hate it.
And you said it before.
All of it. Huh?
As you said it earlier. One is too many.
One is too many, man.
Yeah.
But when you got this number of people, it's like my mom used to always tell me, everybody ain't going to tell the same lie.
Right.
You know, the thing about lies, dog, is a lie. It varies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't going to tell the same lie.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. And that's it's sheer numbers is what got him. But then, like I said, one is too many.
Yeah.
Because you have to think of it in terms of this. If it was your mama or your sister, where would you be with this?
Absolutely.
Your daughter. Oh, no. See, you finna mess around now and get yourself hurt. Sad day, man. Sad day for an old friend, man. Sad day.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that saying, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. You just don't.
You just don't.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, I know what's going on here, man. All that ain't happening.
That's right.
You know, I ask, she say no, I roll over.
All right, Steve. Again, his attorneys are working on his appeal. He's in jail.
That's who
now,
he need to change, his attorney.
Coming up next at 34 after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? It is coming up. We'll find out right after this.
I feel smart today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to play one of the most stressful games in America right now. It's called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? But Tommy says he feels smart today, so
I feel Jeopardy-ish today.
All Jeopardy. Right.
You ain't ever felt that. I'm going to stop this right now before this go too far. Did he say Jeopardy?
That's what he said.
Yeah, Jeopardy-ish.
Boy, you know how big of a dash you would have in front of your number? You Come might on, have a big go. Number like 84,000, but it'll be minus.
Who are you playing, Come Tommy? On. Steve?
I don't care.
All right. Know he ain't calling me out.
I think so, Steve. He said he doesn't care. Let's go.
All right, I'm tired. All Here right. we go. All right. Hold on. Let me brighten up. All right, let's go.
What does the company Bluebell specialize in?
Ice cream.
What actor stars as Ghost on the hit show Power?
50 Cent.
Oh, geez. No, it's not 50.
Michael J. White.
No.
Complete.
LeVar Burton.
I said Hardaway.
Complete the lyrics for this popular T-Pain song. Oh, Shawty had them apple bottom jeans. Boots
apple
with
bottom
the
jeans. With apple the bottom first. Jeans.
I said it. Boots with the fur.
No, I said boots with the fur.
Yeah.
What comes after that?
What are you
that?
Saying them for? I said.
What comes after that?
Apple bottom jeans.
Come on, next question.
Who is the founder of the all-new LOL network?
Kevin Hart.
What subject focuses on the Pythagorean theory? Pythagorean
math.
Theorem, yeah. In what 2011 movie did Octavia Spencer say, "Minnie don't burn no chicken"?
The Help.
What city is known as the city...
Color Purple.
Me too.
Just read it.
Minnie don't burn no chicken.
Say, what city? Color Purple.
Shirley, why is it over so fast? We ain't asked no question.
Well, you heard the buzzer. And we took a long time on a couple of these questions. So here we go. While we crunch the numbers and tally. What does the company Bluebell specialize in? Ice cream, Steve said it first. What actor stars as Ghost on the hit show Power? Omari Hardwick. Tommy finally said Hardwick, and you got that one, Tommy. Complete the lyrics for this popular T-Pain song. Shawty had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole world is looking at her. The whole club is looking at her.
The hell am I doing that?
Okay, no one got that one. Who is the founder of the all-new LOL network? Tommy got it. It's Kevin Hart. What subject focuses on the Pythagorean?
You can't even say it. So you damn sure know I couldn't even think it. I was like, what is that?
Math. And Steve got that one. And what 2001 movie did Octavia Spencer say, "Minnie don't burn no chicken"?
Color Purple.
Tommy got it, The Help.
That's a lie. It was in Color Purple after Harpo... You told Harpo to beat me. They went in there and fried some chicken.
Yeah, and what 2011 movie did Octavia Spencer say, "Minnie don't burn no chicken"? The Help.
Okay, when did Color Purple come out?
And what was the next one you got cut off on?
What is the city known as the city of brotherly love?
And I said Philadelphia.
You said the Color Purple.
No, she was talking about the movie. That's what I said Color Purple was.
But she never finished this question.
No, I said Philadelphia.
I had stopped anyway because of buzzer. Tommy got 3. Steve got 2. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
I'm actually.
Go ahead, Tommy.
I just want to say something right now.
Come on, boy.
I'm actually at the dumbest I've ever been.
all-time low.
This right here, I just want to say about myself that I apologize to my family, all my children,
my teachers. What are you talking about?
Now I want to apologize to everybody who's ever looked up to me.
Give Tommy love. Because
today, I'm dumber than his behind. I deserve to be called. The change of the name, are you as stupid as Steve?
It's actually not dumber. It's just, it's actually
shame, shame, shame. Shame on me.
All right, up next, it is the nephew.
I'm disgraced.
With today's prank phone call.
I can't go on.
We'll be back right after this.
Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it is today's Strawberry Letter. And the subject for today is, why can't I date whoever I want? Right now, though, it is Nephew Tommy with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neph?
Well, let me see if I can ask real politely. Can your wife help me with my thesis? Mm. You don't see nothing wrong with that, do you?
Yeah.
Can your wife
you'll see.
help me with my thesis?
Go ahead and ask.
Here it is. Run it.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach...
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, my name is Ellis, man. Is this Darrell? Is this her husband?
Yeah, this is me. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, my mother is Miss man. She goes to church with your wife's mom, with mother. And I'm actually in med school, man, and they told me your wife, she's a nurse, is that right?
Yeah, she's a nurse. But you say your mama go to church with my wife's mama?
Right. My mother's she goes to church with mother.
Oh, okay then. All right.
What I was calling y'all for, Darrell, man, if you didn't mind, I wanted to. I'm getting ready to do my thesis, man. I'm doing my thesis for the end of the year. End of the semester, man, for med school, and they told me your wife, you know, that might be able to help me out. So I was hoping I could talk to her for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah, hold on real quick, all right? Hold on.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about something his mama told. You want to talk to you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ellis. My mother, she go to church with your mother.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me your number that you might be able to help me out with some stuff. I'm in med school right now. I'm studying to be a gynecologist. And that you might be able to help me out with some things. And I wanted to reach out to you if it was cool.
Okay. And what's your name again?
Ellis.
And your mom goes to church with my mom?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
What I'm doing is I'm doing my thesis. And, you know, this is my big end of the year exam.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm doing is I'm making my thesis a video in opposed to a report.
Okay.
So everything is going to be on video. So what I'm trying to do is actually get a time where I can hook up with you and maybe examine you and get all that on video.
So you saying you want to videotape me? What kind of exam did you take?
I will be giving you a you know, and I put your legs in the stirrups and all that, and just video me doing the actual examination on you.
You want a video? Baby, you tell me you want a videotape him giving me a.
Hello, hey, say, hello? What you talking about? You want to do what again, dude? I'm working on my thesis, man, and what I'm doing, my thesis is gonna be a video. So I'm gonna actually video myself giving your wife a.
Man, what you talking about? You want a videotape my wife giving a. No, what the is wrong with you?
Hey, brother, this right here for my grade, man. You know, this ain't nothing on a personal tip, man. This is for the grade, you know. Your wife being in the medical field, I thought
not
y'all would have
understand
something like that.
This is my wife you talking about, dude. If you can't, you want a video camera of my wife.
Hey, well, man, listen, this is for my grade, man. This ain't, only the professor is going to see.
You can smoke as far as I'm concerned. You better go find somebody else. You ain't going to do my wife. Again, man.
My name Ellis, man. I told you, my mama, Miss, she go to church with mama.
She can't go to church with my mama, and I'm calling her. Man, no, we don't know who the Miss is, man. We ain't never seen your mama, man. What you trying to do? You ain't finna do no on my wife, man. All y'all. Hell yeah.
Okay, but y'all, let me ask you something. Don't she go in there and get a anyway at least once or twice a year?
Yeah, she do, but ain't got no videotapes trying to videotape my wife and like that.
But man, this is brother.
You better go find somebody else, man. Man, dog. All that, man. I don't know you. I don't know your mama. All y'all, man.
Okay. Can you put me on speakerphone so I can talk to both of y'all?
No, hell no. You ain't finna talk back to my wife.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Talking about videotaping my wife, dog. Yeah, you ain't talking to my wife no more.
I just want to say this, man. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy, Doug.
Baby. Talking about this is Nephew. This ain't no Nephew Tommy talking about videotaping my wife. This is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah, boy, yo, you got a boy named Doug, don't you?
Hold on, wait. What'd you say? Who did that?
Doug.
Tell him. Doug and Tony. I'm going to kick his man. That's some man. Dude, you don't call nobody. Oh, dog. Man, you had me hot, dude.
Oh, man. Y'all all right, man?
My heart was beating fast, man.
Hey, man. Hey, put the phone up over y'all's heels, man.
Okay, hold on right quick. Let me see if I can turn the speaker on. Hold on.
All
right,
go ahead, man.
Okay, now.
What?
I got one thing I got to ask y'all. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's like too much.
Man, say, man, next time my wife go back up in there, man, get up. I'm going up in there, man. Make sure your ain't up in there.
That is, you know, just want to borrow the man wife for a minute,
oh,
you know.
Oh, man, Tommy.
What?
Okay. What?
You know, work on a little love scene together, just rehearse, that's all what. Mm. Practice, make perfect, don't it?
You just going to go on outside today, huh? Go on, just walk in the grocery store, ain't going to think nothing of it.
Like we didn't just hear this prank, right, yeah. Junior?
Yeah, like nobody don't recognize him.
Right. You know you're famous.
God.
We'll see if it happened. Nashville, here I come, baby. 9 shows on the table. That's 2 Thursday, 2 Friday, 3 on Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. 4 o'clock is available. Get it. Half of them gone.
You could be on your way to some greatness.
Oh. Here I come. I'm trying.
That's a nice
I'm trying. I'm trying to get my Netflix numbers up, Unc. Is this how you do it? Is this how you start?
What does that mean?
No. Netflix ain't hiring nobody out. You on path though. You tracking for some great stuff. Don't worry about Netflix though.
Okay.
You
just
trying
keep
to get
track.
A special? Is that what you mean?
Just keep track.
No. All you need is to do what you're doing. Get them numbers up on Polestar.
Yes, sir.
Then what we're gonna do is the next time we go to Nashville.
Come on. It's in your heart. Just say it. You wanna help. It's in your heart.
You heard it, Nashville. He said, we. Me and my uncle coming to Nashville.
Well, if I come to Nashville, we got to rent out the Soulmate Theater. You got the Soulmate Center. I don't know what the Bridgestone or the Soulmate, one of them. Well, wherever they hooping at.
That would be a nice
Wherever they hoop at
it.
Nashville.
Well, wherever they hoop. We got to come up in there and spread them out, boy. I come up in there with me, you, and Junior, and Jay.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you, I've
nice,
been thinking
Steve.
About it.
Yes, do it.
Be a great tour.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like it.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
How much y'all want per date?
Mm. The maximum.
Junior's been learning.
Yeah, I've been asking. Uh-huh. Why am I gonna ask for something, loafer?
Right. He hasn't been sitting at your feet for nothing, Steve.
Why am I gonna go in and ask for something,
loafer? Right, Junior.
The maximum. Uh-huh.
The maximum.
Well,
what's your share, huh?
The maximum.
And then some.
Yes.
See, all right, if I put together a package and gave all of y'all 20 a night.
Yes! Here we come, world!
Boy,
here it is, the
no.
Steve Harvey Morning Show 2 is on and popping right now. First
boy,
up.
Hell no! Junior, you're getting excited too fast. Wait a minute.
Did you hear what he just said?
I know.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We'll talk about it.
Kansas City!
Up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Subject, why can't I date whoever I want? We'll get into it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, guys, it is time for the Strawberry Letter. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell him, Steve,
Just like she said, uh-huh.
We could be reading your letter live on the air just like this one right now. Let's go.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, why can't I date whoever I want? Dear Stephen Shirley, I need some relationship advice. Here's my issue. I was dating a member of a certain fraternity for 4 years, and we broke up earlier this year. Since then, I grew closer to an old friend that I've known since college, and we decided to take our friendship to the next level. This new guy is in the same fraternity as my ex, and they see each other at monthly chapter meetings, parties, and sporting events. When the new guy and I started dating, we were apprehensive about being seen together because we did not want to be judged by others. We both knew that it was a sticky situation, but our chemistry was undeniable. We are both very grown and well past our college years, but whenever we went out together, it was painful. He had to endure lots of jokes, and I'm sure his fraternity brothers called me all kinds of names, but he would not admit it. All of the negativity finally got the best of him, and he broke up with me. He told me that he felt guilty for going behind his friend's back and dating his girl. I was nobody's girl when we decided to start dating. He said there are rules and codes that the brothers just don't violate, and smashing another man's girl is one of them. Steve, I know you are in a fraternity, so can you explain this to me? This guy actually chose his fraternity over his relationship with me, even though he says he loves me. Is there a way to fix this, or is there no turning back for him? Please advise. Yeah, all that undeniable chemistry and all of that that you guys had was not enough, huh? I say, listen, he made his choice, and it wasn't you, unfortunately, for you. He chose his boys, he chose his frat over the love he claimed that he had for you. You wrote in this letter that you're both very grown and well past your college years. Well, apparently not both of you, just you. He is still back in his college days trying to please his frat brothers and, you know, caring what they think about him and his relationships. Not good. Not good for you. But here's a question I have for you. You knew your old friend slash boyfriend was a member of the fraternity before you took your friendship to the next level, right? Okay, and then it wasn't until late in the letter that you said your boyfriend and your ex were friends. So really, I think that's why he felt some kind of way about having a relationship with you. And that's really why he broke up with you. Because in this case, he still considered you his friend's girl. Or he still, you know, looked at the fact that he was smashing, as you called it, his friend's girl. I mean, even though you said you were nobody's girl when you guys started dating. So in this instance, even though you guys had good chemistry and everything, it just didn't work out for you. You gambled and you lost in this one because, you know, they were friends and it's a man code. Guys don't do other guys' girl, you know, their friend's girl. They just don't. Steve?
Well, in this case, guys don't do their friend's girl if they find out. Because he was doing them.
Yeah.
So that's so much for that. That's out the question. Now, here's my issue. I'm dating a member of a certain fraternity for 4 years. Since then, I grew closer to an old friend I've known since college, and we decided to take our friendship to the next level. This new guy's in the same fraternity as my ex, and they see each other at monthly chapter meetings, parties, and sporting events. When the new guy and I started dating, we were apprehensive about being seen together. Well, see, both of y'all was, see. Both of you all was apprehensive about being seen together. Y'all knew something was going to get thought or said about this because we didn't want to be judged by others. Well, because both of y'all knew. He knew and you knew. You knew you're dating his boy. He know he dating his boy's ex. We both knew that it was a sticky situation, but our chemistry was undeniable. We are both very grown and well past our college years. That don't mean nothing with these black friends. You already know. But whenever we went out together, it was painful. He had to endure lots of jokes, and I'm sure his fraternity brothers called me all kinds of names. Now, that they can't do without getting their jaw broke. Men don't do that. That's man code. You with another girl, whether we approve of it or not, You cannot badmouth the girl or the dude unless you want your jaw broke. Now, I don't know what frat this is, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah, she didn't say.
Yeah.
They all break jaws.
What?
Yeah, he had to do lots of jokes, and I'm sure his fraternity brothers called me all kinds of names. No, they couldn't have. But he would not admit it. All the negativity finally got the best of him, and he broke up with me. He told me that he felt guilty for going behind his friend's back and dating his girl. Now, the girl said she was nobody's girl when they started dating, and I believe her. It's just that what dudes try to do is lay claim to women forever. She was mine. Well, she ain't yours no more, partner. So I think y'all being together would have been okay, especially if the chemistry was undeniable. But since your little boo so deep into the frat,
right?
Everywhere he go, got there. You know what I done went done? I done went got me some more friends. Mm-hmm. I went got me some more friends. I love my frat. My frat ain't got nothing to do with my life. You can't tell me who to be with. That's I don't give nobody that permission. My kids didn't get that permission. So I don't know where we're going with this, but...
Well, he made his choice.
He said there are rules and codes that the brothers just don't violate, and smashing another man's girl is one of them. First of all, y'all young, because who smashing? Yeah. Right there, you young. Rules and code that brothers don't just violate, and smashing another man's girl is one of them. Then she say, Steve, I know you're in a fraternity. Well, I'll tell you about it.
He can't get past that. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter. Why can't I date whoever I want? And Steve, you said smashing. They're young, since they said smashing.
Yeah, oh, that sounds young. Like it hurt.
Huh?
They're young. Uh-huh. Who's smashing?
Smashing.
Who in your frat? Ray J?
All right. You know we love Ray J. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Why can't I date whoever I want? That's her question.
Well, you know, she started dating this dude that was in a frat, that was friends with her ex who was in the same frat. They see each other at the meetings, chapter meetings, and all this here sporting events. They wanted to go out with each other. They was a little apprehensive. Finally, they went out. You know, they couldn't deal with it. People talking about them, making jokes. And y'all well past your college years. So I don't know what y'all doing. You know, if you grown, you grown. Be grown. How you going to let a bunch of old college mates determine what you do with your life? Anyway, they had some problems. He ended up breaking up with the girl. Then he said, there are rules and codes that the brothers just don't violate, and smashing another man's girl is one of them. Steve, I know you're in a fraternity. Well, let's take my fraternity out of it.
Mine too.
Let's just take Omega Psi Phi out of this. Because you said some key words in here that does not apply to our fraternity.
Oh, really? What's that?
Let me share them with you. Steve, I know you're in a fraternity. No, he said there are rules and codes that the brothers just don't violate, and smashing another man's girl is one of them. That's not Omega Psi Phi.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you all don't have that in your fraternity?
We don't refer to ourselves that way. And we do not refer to one another that way.
Is it possible that younger brothers might, those things?
Is it possible that what?
Younger brothers in the fraternity might.
I just told you that it wasn't ours.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Luke, the attitude.
What's the attitude?
Ain't he a capital?
Yes, sir.
Didn't I just tell him what we don't do?
Yeah.
But could it be? Well, dang, hey. Hell no, it can't be.
Okay.
Boy, you got really depressed for right
now. You know, I'm just trying to do a strawberry letter. You all up in here. I don't even know why you didn't talk about too. Could it be because they younger brother? Yeah. No.
Because he's in a frat too, Steve.
Yeah, well, these ain't the words of Q's. This ain't how Q's. So I ain't said nothing about the Kappas. I don't really know if this is a Kappa or Alpha or Sigma or nobody. I'm just telling you what it ain't. Now, I ain't say what it was. This could be groove five groove. Iotas. It could be iotas. I don't know. It could be any number of things. Mm. I'm going to tell you what it ain't, though. Now, I ain't saying what it is, but the words in this letter right here is not descriptive of Omega Psi Phi. Okay. And brothers know why I'm saying this. Mm-hmm. So it ain't us.
Okay.
I don't know who it is. I don't even want to put this on nobody because really the rule kind of stupid.
Well,
if y'all are past y'all's college years, what are y'all worrying about what the college kids think?
Well, she's not. He is. He can't get past it.
But he is. This guy actually chose his fraternity over his relationship with me. Now, wait a minute, little girl. Slow down now.
He did.
He picked his fraternity over his relationship with you.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? He got deeper feelings for his frat than he do you.
Absolutely.
Now, that's all that means.
Mm-hmm. Afterwards, though.
You got picked. The fraternity got picked over you. That's what that means.
Even though he told her he loved her, that's what she said.
This is after they
did. Where did you say that? Where you see that letter, Shirley?
Yeah, it's in here. This guy actually chose his fraternity over his relationship with me, even though he says he loves me.
Oh, he sure did.
Is there a way to fix this?
Or? No. Well, look at this. He do love you. But guess what? He loves his frat more.
He loves to smash.
Is there a way to fix this, or is there no turning back for him? This all on him.
Yeah, he's immature.
He can't deal with it. He's stuck back in the wrong days.
Right.
You know? You and your boy ain't that tight. Let's really be honest about that.
Hello?
You and your boy ain't that cool. And I'll tell you why I know they ain't that cool. Because ain't nobody said nothing about it, and he's still going to the sporting events and the chapter meetings.
Yeah.
If something was really going on and they was close,
parties.
Them two would have been, they'd have broke each other's jaw.
They would have fought. Mm-hmm.
But they ain't that close. They just in the same fraternity.
But she says this is what she said, Steve. He told me that he felt guilty for going behind his friend's back and dating his girl. She said that later in the letter.
I saw
one of them brothers and pulled him to the side, Steve.
Yep, exactly. I believe that too. Mm-hmm. Damn, man, what you doing, man? Mm-hmm. You know that so-and-so girl, man.
Yeah.
That ain't cool, bro. That ain't what we do. Yeah, you right, whoop-de-whoop. That ain't what we do. Well, what do we do?
and they broke up earlier in the year after a 4-year relationship.
Oh, the couple did?
Mm-hmm. I mean, her ex, she and her ex were together.
They was together
for
4 years?
4 years.
I ain't going over there by that.
And then she went back to her.
Not 4 years. Y'all done way too much stuff.
Yeah. Then she went back to her old friend.
I can't even look at him in the eyes.
Wait a minute.
Say it again, Steve.
Y'all done way too much. 4 years. Mm-hmm. Y'all done tried it all.
Yeah. It's too many experiments.
No, I ain't finna be doing all that.
She needs to lead us.
I'm over at your house trying to figure out why I ain't no handle on the refrigerator. I ain't finna see if finna work through all this right here in my mind.
And he chose the frat over her. Let it go.
4 years. He got one house shoe stuck under the box spring.
Yeah.
Because his foot got caught under there because y'all was in the flow.
Wow.
That's where he went with it.
Yeah. It's too much going on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know it ain't cute. We know it ain't Kappa's cousin.
All right. Look, we got to go on that note. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, the world is laughing at the president, Steve.
What'd he say?
We'll talk about it.
We have the worst president.
We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, quickly, just a reminder, everyone, that yesterday was National Voter Registration Day. Please register to vote if you've moved or anything. These votes really count this November, okay?
I'm ready.
It is not too late. It is not too late, yeah. And Steve, I got to ask you this. Did you see the world leaders laughing at President Trump when he gave this speech in front of the United Nations, okay? He got it just... It was just the reaction that he got, the unexpected laughing. He spoke during the United Nations General Assembly. He opened a speech by bragging, you know how he likes to do that, claiming that his administration, the Trump administration, has accomplished more than any other in U.S. history. They couldn't help but laugh. Take a listen.
Today I stand before the United Nations General Assembly to share the extraordinary progress we've made. In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true.
Wow.
Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Hey, I got a round of applause.
Yeah, that's not your base, Mr. President.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't just like say anything to them people.
Right. He was stunned. He was stunned at their reaction. He really
thought
was.
He was at a campaign rally.
Yeah.
He thought he was talking to somebody in Arizona. Yeah. he must have thought he saw some red hats out there.
Right. Yes.
And we've done more than any other administration in the history of our country. So true.
Man.
So true.
Can anybody get Germany from under the table, though? he was under the table.
Germany, too. He did, Junior. Yeah, they were looking around like, I know you ain't talking to us.
Man.
Yeah, whoever wrote
Kim
that
Jong-un
speech.
Kim Jong-un in the building.
Whoever wrote that speech.
Huh? Oh, man. Nah, they fine.
No, really, yeah. It's so true. Wasn't expecting that reaction. Y'all laughing at me? Yeah, man, you no good at dog. You ain't at a pep rally.
Right,
yeah.
In Fort Wayne.
No,
right,
man.
Right.
Come on, man. So take a look at your audience. Ain't nobody in that got a plan shirt on.
I know. Again, yesterday was National Voter Registration Day. Steve, please remind the people how important it is.
Well, you know, listen, this is, and President Obama told us this the whole time he was in office. He appreciates y'all voting for him, but your midterm elections are everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is how you get things done, and this is how you stop stuff from happening. And like right now, the Republicans control the House and the Senate. You've got to change
this.
And
the executive branch.
And there are some people out there who are poised and in position to take back seats. Mm-hmm. But everybody got to vote.
Yeah.
We got to vote, man. And November's is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you've registered, Steve, it takes like, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes max? It doesn't take any time if you've moved or something like that, moved to another state, have a new address or something. If you're not registered, if you're registering for the first time, it doesn't take long. You just have to make, just take the time to do it. That's all. Because your vote counts. Your vote matters.
Yeah, we got to vote, y'all. Yeah. We got to get this thing straightened out because... This is ridiculous. If you look at what they're trying to do do, it's crazy, man.
No, it really is. It really, really is. I mean, you know, and talk about, Friday, coming up Friday, when they have scheduled to vote for Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. That's when the vote is scheduled, this coming Friday at 9:30 a.m. Someone please tell me, what is the rush? What is the rush?
Well, the rush,
midterm election.
Yeah.
The rush is very simple.
If they don't
get him in now and they allow for a FBI investigation into these allegations that these women have against Kavanaugh, that it could hurt him being elected because they would lose seats in the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm. And they want to stay in power.
And nothing is more important to them than position and power. And their position and power is how they make their money. Yeah. They're not giving that away. They don't care what woman come forward.
Yeah, obviously.
If you think that the Republican Party, the one you're looking at right now, is the moral party, you're sadly mistaken. And they should stop calling themselves that. Because they've allowed too many immoral things to happen with their leadership right now. And they know, Paul Ryan knows that President Trump has said some foul and some wrong things.
Yeah.
Mitch O'Connell knows. Schumer's for the Democrats.
Yeah.
But all of them know. All of them know, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just know.
Yeah.
But they're sitting there because of their position and their power, and they acting like it's okay. That's why they talking about wearing wires in the White House. That's why they got a leak in the White House.
Yeah.
That's why they talking about the 25th Amendment in the White House. Mm-hmm. They never heard this. Mm-hmm. But they do not, because they know, man. What the dude just talked at the UN. All them countries start laughing because you ain't our president.
No,
we ain't got to buy into this. You ain't a... But this administration has done more than anyone in the country. Play it again.
Yeah, Mo BS.
Play it again for me.
Before the United Nations General Assembly to share the extraordinary progress we've made. In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
That was so funny that he reacted to their reaction.
Because he got to.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
That right there. Joke. Hello.
The world laughing at you.
That's who run our country.
Man. They couldn't get Wakanda up either.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about what's the secret to personal happiness. You'll be surprised at some of the things that this new survey has revealed. Coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Want to be happy? We talk about it all the time. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Yes. Well, you know what? It's be yourself. According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, people think the key to being successful and to being blissful is a mix of being true to yourself and spending time with your family, Steve. And that old saying that money can't buy happiness is reflected on this list.
Family?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Excuse me?
Family?
You had something to say?
That's what make you happy?
Uh-huh. I'm going to go from 10 to 1, okay? Number
10. Who they asked, but go ahead.
They asked 2,000 Americans.
One of the biggest fights I saw was at the domino table in my daddy's backyard.
All right, number 10, if you want to be happy, spend time with a pet.
A pet?
What?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, pet, yeah.
Pets bring people a lot of happiness.
Yeah, I know who they asked. No, I know who they asked. No, go ahead, keep on.
Number 9, spend time outside. Spend time outside, you know, around nature.
Around nature, like nature.
Yeah, I know who they
are. Suppose you live in the projects.
Okay.
You know what's out in that nature? Next question.
Number 8. This came in very low on the list. Sex.
Yes.
That's 8?
That's 8,
not
though.
That.
That's 8. You would think it'd be number 1.
Well, at least it's supposed to be on the list.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Number 7, keeping your house, your space clean and organized. I like that one.
That's
keeping a clean house. Yeah, that's over sex.
What?
I'd
rather have a dirty-ass house. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I gotta have sex on a pile of dirty clothes.
Yes. Yes.
Number 6.
And I bunched them up in the basement.
Number 6, spending time with your friends. That makes you happy. Number 5, listening to...
What friends, Shirley? The ones we having sex with?
In the clean house.
Fix it for me, man.
Number 6, number 5, listen to music. Listening to music, that makes you happy. Yeah.
Or that would be happy.
Number 4, taking time for yourself every single day. Now,
man,
I know you do that, Steve.
You.
I know you do
I
that.
I need that,
yeah.
Man.
That's sex.
Good for you.
But it really was today.
You sound confused right now.
I can't keep up with what we're doing.
All right, so number 3, getting a quality night's sleep or getting enough sleep. That makes you happy.
Yeah, that'll make me happy.
Number 2, watching TV shows or, movies. Now, that makes that me happy.
A movie. Yeah. I like a nice movie. Yeah. Action movie. I'm
Yeah.
No, I like 48 Hours. Oh.
That makes you happy.
I like watching Lock Up Raw Extended Stay.
That makes you happy.
I love that
so
show.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy,
hey, heavy, I'll be glad
be
I'm crying
halfway through
like
that.
Drug
dog, I'm glad I'm free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I look at that,
so
I go,
woo,
man, thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the number one thing that
Come
makes
on.
You happy.
Hold on 1 second. Well, I'm going to write it out for Junior.
Okay. We've already talked about it.
Oh,
cool. Okay. He got a lot of it.
Yeah. Spending time with family.
Where?
Not one thing on that list says money. Not one thing.
Dog, I can have all this, but can't go nowhere.
You just broke at the clean house.
Broke.
Wait a minute.
Broke and stuck with family?
Yeah.
But money ain't in there?
At all. No. At all.
Okay,
nowhere.
Let me go over something.
Okay.
Who they ask?
First of all, let's just use money compared to all these. Number 10 was what, Shirley?
Spending time with a pet, Steve.
And if you ain't got no money, what kind of pet that's going to be? But you going to have snails or ants?
Are you catching
that's a
cats?
Hamster.
What is you got? Grasshoppers? What is you doing
Remember
for pets?
Remember Michael Jackson had a mouse. Remember that?
Okay, Man. What else?
Spending time outside in nature.
If that's you ain't got no money, where is you going?
How you
it's
gonna
too high.
On nature, you
that.
Might have just go sit on your steps. No. All right, keeping in mind with money. What's the next?
Number 8, having sex.
Now, you know how much you can have when you got money?
Man.
Okay, go ahead. Number 7.
Keeping your house and your space clean and organized. I love
money
that one.
Money by a housekeeper.
Yes, it do.
Let's go, Shirley.
Spending time with friends.
Money gets you better friends. Number 5,
listening
Shirley.
Listening to music.
Coldest boombox in the world costs money.
Taking time for yourself every day. That is
Self, time with myself, looking at my account.
Oh,
getting a quality night's sleep, Steve.
I sleep better on money.
Sleep better right after sex. But keep going.
Number 2, watching TV shows and movies. That
you
makes
know how,
you happy.
The types of TVs you can get in your house, and you got enough money, you can put them on all your TVs, the fight and everything.
Yeah, you can have a movie screening room in your home.
Right.
Okay,
he got that.
Spending time with
that.
Your family.
Yeah, you don't really know.
That's what
you
makes
you quiet
happy.
Yeah. Yeah. You see how quiet it got?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what makes you happy.
Man, if you met my sister, you ain't going to do that. Junior.
Don't say that, right?
I'm just going to be
oh,
honest
that boy get talking about his family.
I know.
I know. Why you think I'm always with y'all?
Hey, let me tell you this, though.
What?
When we had our kids join us on our vacation this year,
yes.
It's the most fun I've had, man.
See?
Yeah, see, spending time
I
with
really,
your family.
I really enjoyed my kids, uh-huh. man. Because they grown now, they ain't as stupid as they used to be. Okay. Seriously, man, I just sit there and listen to them talk. And I would walk off and just go and get a cigar and go, man, I have failed them as a parent. Because them stupid ass people in that other room, they cannot be my kids.
It's nice when they come back around, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Well, that's good, go. Steve. So, you get all of these.
And let me tell you something, man. Just to put a little light on parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there with your kids because eventually they're going to get it. They're going to all come around. Pop, I saw what you was trying to tell me, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was stupid. They all come around.
Thank you for saying that. Everybody keeps telling me that. All right.
Yeah, when the hell do they come around? When round the corner?
Nah, man, they're going to come around. All of them come around.
Yeah, we did. We came around. We were crazy. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the Dallas Police Department have fired Amber R. Geiger. You may know her. She fatally shot her neighbor, Botham Jean, inside his apartment earlier this month. Jean's killing led to all kinds of protests all over the city of Dallas. People were upset about, yet another killing of an unarmed black man. And this time it was in his own home at the hands of law enforcement, at the hands of law enforcement. Yeah, it was crazy. According to the victim's family attorney, the family sees Mr. Geiger's firing as a victory of sorts. However, a lawyer representing Officer Geiger released a statement saying that Chief Hall, the police chief there, had bowed to pressure from anti-police groups and took action before all of the facts had been gathered and due process was afforded. Really?
We got the facts. You didn't have your due process. Let me explain something to you. Lady, her attorney and all this here, we've at least been able to hear from her. She said she thought she was at her apartment and he was in her apartment. That's why the man dead. We heard that. That we only got one witness to this. It's her. She said what she did.
Yeah.
That all that's clear. Case closed. It's a wrap. We ain't no more facts to come in.
But you don't do time for that?
Yeah, man, that, this woman in jail.
Now she's no longer protected by the protection police of the
police department.
Officer. Yeah,
law
police
enforcement.
Oh shit. See right now, she finna go to jail.
Okay.
No, she finna go to jail. Because once they fire you and take you out their system, the cover up, all that action, you
protection
don't get
is gone.
That.
Well, yeah, okay. And how far do you get in someone else's apartment before you realize it's not yours? I mean, her story.
When the door opened.
Yeah, thank you.
When the door opened and you see them, could that possibly be? Very few burglars answer the door.
Yeah.
And he had a red doormat. That ain't her doormat.
Right. Look at that.
Yeah, it's all kinds of holes in her story, you know.
Yeah. And that's why the police chief, I guess they investigated and they terminated her.
You on your own.
Yeah, the investigator. See that? We didn't get due process. You got everything, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as you
but
here
what
door,
the problem. Here's what I hate about our judicial system. She got a lawyer. And he talking about she didn't get her due process. He got everything. Yeah. She shouldn't even be on the streets no more.
And
she got to go.
She's still alive.
A man is dead because of her.
Come on.
Absolutely.
You killed this man in his apartment.
What burglar, you know, say, who is it?
But dog.
Well, you know, I mean, her firing is a good thing for the family. They consider this a victory. And, you know, that's a good thing for them. I'm sure they want to go further with it. You know, some charges.
Of course.
Yeah. Her, like you
she
said,
going
we
to
said
jail.
Early, go to
She's
jail.
Going
go to prison.
Prison.
Yeah.
She's going to prison.
For murder. Yeah. But you know, at least they're on the right track by firing her.
Yeah, they're taking some type of action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First step made. So.
Huh?
What'd you say, Steve?
That's really good for the Dallas Police Department because that's rare. They usually ride with each other to the bank, man. Dead wrong.
Oh yeah. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Stephen, an icon has fallen. Comedy legend Bill Cosby went to prison yesterday. Mr. Cosby was sentenced yesterday to 3 to 10 years behind bars for sexually assaulting Angela Constant back in 2004. Judge Stephen T. O'Neill did not grant bail or anything. He sentenced Cosby to go straight to jail while his attorneys are working on his appeal. O'Neill said, this was a serious crime, Mr. Cosby. This has all circled back to you. The day has come. The time has come. No one is above the law, and no one should be treated differently or disproportionately. Earlier in the day, Judge O'Neill declared Cosby a sexually violent predator, which means that the 81-year-old Cosby will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Back in April, Mr. Cosby was found guilty of drugging and raping Constant. Earlier this year, a first trial ended in a hung jury, if you recall.
Man.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard on so many levels, you know. We're glad that the victims got justice. The victim got justice. Mm-hmm. But on the same token...
Well, listen, man. You can't drug women and do things to women against their will. You can't do that. It's just too many of them, man. It's just too many. And I hate it, man. I hate it.
And you said it before.
All of it. Huh?
As you said it earlier, one is too many.
One is too many, man.
Yeah.
But when you got this number of people, it's like my mama used to always tell me, everybody ain't going to tell the same lie.
You're right.
Hmm. You know, the thing about lies, dog, a lie is a lie. It varies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't going to tell the same lie. It's hard, man, and it's sheer numbers is what got him. But then, like I said, one is too many.
Yeah.
Because you have to think of it in terms of this. If it was your mama or your sister,
absolutely.
Where would you be daughter. With this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your daughter. Yeah. Oh, no. See, you finna mess around now and get yourself hurt. Sad day, man. Sad day for an old friend, man. Mm-hmm. Sad day.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like that saying, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. You just don't. Yeah, you don't know.
Well, I know what's going on behind my mind. All that ain't happening.
No, that's right.
You know, I ask, she say no, I roll over.
All right, Steve. Again, his attorneys are working on his appeal. He's in jail.
That's who
now,
he need to change, his attorneys.
All right, when we come back, last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks. You don't want to miss them. We'll be back at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. But, Steve, now it's time for you to drop some knowledge with our closing remarks. What you got for us today?
Come on, big dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today I want to remind everybody of something that gets overlooked from time to time. But if you want to be successful and you want to be happy, if your happiness is sometimes, as it often is, tied to your success, and if your success oftentimes, as it is tied to your happiness, the two kind of go hand in hand, almost. But now you have to be using your definition of success and not somebody else's. If you're using someone else's definition of success, you're never going to be happy. Whether they've aimed too high for you or they've aimed too low for you, if you're using somebody else's aim, you're never going to be happy. Because those two are, I'm sorry, tied together. I'm happy if I'm successful. If I'm not successful, I'm not going to be happy. Because I'm going to feel like there's something else I could be doing for my family. There's something else I could be doing for my future. It's something else I could be doing to make it work. And so my success is tied to my happiness, and my happiness is tied to my success. Now, do I take times off from all of it and just sit around and be grateful and happy for where I am? Of course, all the time. Gratitude is a huge part of the principles of success that's oftentimes too overlooked. Yeah, I often sit around and just smell the roses. Just take a breath of fresh air and go, man, I'm awful grateful for where I am, God. Not meaning that I don't want more, but I oftentimes stop and thank him for right where I am. Because where we are is pretty good compared to where we were. But now, with all that said, let me share something with you. If you want to be happy and successful, you are going to have to put out a massive effort, period. Stop thinking it's going to happen any other way. You have got to put out a massive effort. You got to get at it. You got to grind. You got to want it. It's got to burn a little bit on the inside of you. It's got to make you uncomfortable not being where you want to be. You got to have a I'm going to get it attitude in order for it to get got, period. You got to have a I'm going to get it attitude in order for it to get got, period. That's the deal. No substitutions, no alternatives. This ain't sugar. You can't use Splenda instead. This ain't sugar. This is life. You have to go get it. There are no alternatives. Well, you can pick some alternatives, but you're not going to be happy and successful. You got to get a little bit of dog in you. I'm sorry. Everybody got to have some dog in you. You got to have some bite back. You got to have some fight. You're going to have a little bit of kick. And sometimes the kick has to come from yourself. You kind of quit looking for other people to always give you that little kick in the rear end to get you started, that little jump start in the morning to encourage you. What if they need encouraging? What if they ain't get their jump start for the day and you waiting on their call and their encouraging word? Man, let me tell you something. These are people that you waiting on to help you. People fail all the time. Every person needs the Lord God Almighty. So that might be one of the mornings where they need him and they don't have nothing for you. Take your faith out of man, put your faith in God, and get at it. You and God can make it. That'd be great if you had a friend along the way. Of course it would be. But sometimes you're in a pattern where you got to learn that it ain't nobody but you and him sometimes. Sometimes you just need to know it ain't nobody but you and God. That really ain't a bad place to be. It really ain't. I've got some of my best results out of my life when I just asked God for the help. When I didn't call nobody else to see what they thought about it. When I went to God, just God, I've gotten my best results. I'm just going to be honest with you. But you got to get at it, though. Quit expecting God to just bless you with something and you ain't giving him nothing to put his finger on to touch. You make one step, he'll make two. You got to be a producer out here. You got to go out of here and get out something. Quit asking God for a job and you ain't putting no applications in. Stop wasting his time and yours too. It's like the story of a man said, you know, I've been praying to God to hit the lottery. I just been praying to the Lord to hit the lottery. One day the man just kept hearing him say that. He said, well, do you play the lottery? He said, no. What kind of prayer is that? You're praying to God to hit the lottery, but you're not playing the lottery. What? That don't make no sense. If you want God to touch your life, give him something to touch, an effort. Put in a request. Be sincere. But I've decided that I'm going to attempt so many things that's within my gift and in my realm that I'm going to ask God to bless me with his grace. He got something to bless. He just keeps on making stuff happen for me. He just keeps on opening doors for me. He just keeps on putting the right people in front of me. Oh, and it may look like the deal ain't going to happen, as oftentimes many of them do. But at the end of the day, it always works out. But man, you got to get at it, y'all. You got to get off your butts and get at it. Ain't nobody finna walk no checks up to you and hand them to you. You got to get out here and get at it. Dreams ain't nothing but dreams. Until you put some work behind them, they become goals. You got to put some work behind these dreams. That's my closing remarks today.
Drop it.
Drop the mic. That's how you do it, boy.
Man, we out of here, too.
Go y'all have with your 12 man. Checks, boy. Go on home, man.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.